Chazar is the initial of the Baruch Hashem Shlag and Rabbi Yehuda. Tech the Brachas Daf Nun Vav. The case that one said to Rabbi Shimon Chananya, I hear that you Yidden are so smart, I want you to tell me what I will dream about tonight. Based on the principle that someone will dream about what he thinks about during the day, Rabbi Shimon Chananya answered him and told him, you will dream about being taken prisoner by your enemies, the Persians, and being put into manual labor. The case that thought about that a whole day and dreamed about that by night. Very similar story happened with the Shvar Malka and Shmuel. Mar says that Berhedya was an interpreter of dreams. If someone would pay him, he would get a good interpretation to his dream. If someone didn't pay him, he would give a bad interpretation to the dream. The Gemara then tells that Abaya and Rava both had the same dream, a number of dreams that the Gemara goes through, and each of them brought this dream to Barhedya for interpretation. Abaya kept on paying Barhedya for the interpretation, Rava did not. So Abaya kept on getting very good interpretations of the dream, even when they were seemingly bad dreams, he got good interpretations from Barhedya, and Rava kept on getting bad interpretations from Barhedya, even when they were seemingly good dreams, he got very bad interpretations to his dreams, to the point that at one point Barhedya interpreted a dream to tell Rava that his Nebuchadnezzar's children and his wife will die. Finally, Rava once paid Barhedya to interpret the dream. And Barhedya told him it means that he will be zeichet to have a nace happen to him. After that time, Rava was going onto a boat, and Barhedya was about to go onto that, was on that boat as well, and he realized that something, that it's going to be a nace that's going to happen to Rava, so maybe this boat's going to sink, and Rava, who is zeichet to have a nace, will be saved based on his dream, my interpretation of his dream, Barhedya said, but I'm going to get off because I'm not going to be saved. So Barhedya quickly ran off the boat. As he did so, he left his pamphlet, which was the instruction on interpreting dreams, it fell out of his pocket onto the boat. Rava picked it up and saw that it said that all dreams are based on the reality of all dreams. Becoming the reality of all dreams is based on the way they're interpreted. Rava called him a Rasha and told him he was Meichel for everything except for the causing the death of his wife. Rava cursed him that he should fall into the hands of a government that will have no mercy on him. Barhedya went into Gullus in Rome. The Roman officer in charge of the royal silk had a dream and asked Barhedya to be interpreted, but he refused to pay. So Barhedya eventually interpreted him for bad and told him that it meant that all the royal silk would be ruined, would be eaten by worms. That was found to be true and the officer was sentenced to death, but as he was being put to death, he said that Barhedya should be put to death because Barhedya obviously knew about this before and never said anything. The king took Barhedya and put him to death and killed him in a very horrible and brutal way. Ben Dama, who's Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, saw his jaws fall out in a dream. Rabbi Shmuel told him it means that there were two Roman officers who plotted a bad thing against you, but they died. Kapara told Rabbi that he dreamed that his nose fell off in a dream. He said that means that Charoin Af has gone away from you. He said, I saw my hands get cut off in a dream. He said, it means that you won't need your hands for work anymore. He said, I saw my two legs get cut off in a dream. He said, it means that you'll be riding on horses. He said, they told me in the dream that in the month of Adar, you'll die and you won't see the month of Nisan. Rabbi said, it means that you're going to die with COVID and that you will not be tested in any way. A certain Saduki told Rabbi Shmuel about all these different dreams he had, and each time Rabbi Shmuel told him that it referred to some terribly immoral thing that he had done. At first, the Saduki admitted to all of them but one, and at the end, it came clear that the Saduki was guilty of this last thing accused of him by Rabbi Shmuel as well. The last dream that the Saduki had, Rabbi Shmuel told him, means that there's a treasure hidden under a particular beam in his house. He went, and he actually found it there. Once he's a well in a dream, Rabbi Hanina said it's a sign of Shalom, Rabbi Nosson said it's a sign of Torah, Rabbi said it's a sign of Chaim. Chanan said if someone dreams about a river, about a bird, or about a pot, which Rav Chanina says refers dafka to a pot where there's no meat in it, they are all signs of shalom. Rav Shmuel Levi said if someone has a dream about things that are listed in the psukim as being associated with good or associated with bad, for example, a river, a bird, grapes, taking a haircut, mountains, a shofar, among other things, immediately the person when waking up should say the pasuk that associates them with good so that the dream should be realized for good. Isis says someone who sees a kone, a reed in a dream, he should look forward to wisdom, the contraction of kenei chachma. He sees many reeds, he could even look forward to bina, understanding. Zeri said if someone sees melons or the soft part of the palm tree or wax or a reed are all good signs in a dream. Abraisa says diluin are only shown in a dream to someone who is a true Yerush Shemayim. Abraisa says if someone sees an ox in a dream, so if he's eating the meat of the ox, it's a sign of Ashirus. If the ox is goring him, it means he will have sons who will fight in learning. If the ox bites him, it means he'll have Yesurim. If it kicks him, it means he'll be going on a long trip. If he's riding the ox, it means he will ride to greatness. If the ox is riding him, it's a sign of Misa. Someone sees a donkey in a dream, you can look forward to a Yeshua. Someone sees a cat in a dream, if it's in a place where they call a cat a shunra, it means that they've composed a nice song for him. But if it's a place where they call the cat a shinra, it means that something will change for the worse for him. Someone sees white grapes in a dream, that's always a good sign. If he sees black grapes, if it's in their season, then it's a good sign. If it's not, then it's not a good sign. Someone sees a white horse, it's always a good sign. If he sees a red horse that's running gently, then it's a good sign. If he sees it galloping fast, then it's not a good sign. If someone sees Yishmael ben Avram in a dream, that means his tefillos will be heard. If someone sees a camel in a dream, it means he was supposed to die, but he was safe from that bad gzera. Someone sees Pinchas in a dream, that means that it'll have miracles performed for him. Someone sees an elephant in a dream, it means that many wonders will be performed for him. If he sees many elephants, it means wonders upon wonders, pili plois, will be performed for him. A braisa that says seeing an elephant is a bad sign is referring to an unsaddled elephant. If someone sees the word huna written out for him in a dream, it means that a nes will happen for him. If he sees the words chanina or chananya or yoichanan, it means a tremendous nesim will happen for him. If one sees the word hesped written out in his dream, it means that min hashamayim, they had rachmanas on him and were redeemed him from something bad that was supposed to happen to him.